Did you ever hear of a junk room or
storeroom? Yeah, a junk room.
Uh-huh.
You know something everybody needs is a junk room? We had one. Now, one of them bedrooms, see, we had them three, that sometime we used it as a junk room.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. Now, a junk room is a good thing to have. Because a lot of times you have things you don't want to throw away. You'll need it once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you can't clean up a house, if all that junk's in your house. It was a junk room, that's what it was. If I could remember.
And something that a woman would sweep with would be a...
an old straw broom.
Uh-huh.
You know what it is, don't you? You've seen them, ain't you?
You'd make them yourself?
Yes, ma'am, they grow up. It grows up way high. Broom straw, what we always called it.
Uh-huh.
It's called, well, it's a sage. You know what sage is now. But this was the broom straw that growed up high in your head. Oh, it went way on up there. Or right away on up, you know, just on where it was. We'd go and wring that as close to the ground as we could get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then all that fuzz was in it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd kind of clean it out, take a knife and strip it out and bundle it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we had to put that up somewhere in a junk house or junk room or somewhere. And that's what we had till the next year to make brooms to sweep with.
Mm-hmm. Say if the broom was in that corner there and the door was open, so you couldn't see the broom, you'd say the broom was...
behind the door.
And say if you had a two-story house, to get from the first floor up to the second floor, you have a...
upstairs, that's what we always call.
And to get up there, you go up...
upstairs.
Uh-huh. You call those the stairs?
Stairs.
Uh-huh. What about outside, to get from the porch to the ground? You have some...
doorsteps.
Okay.
We call them the doorsteps.
And say, if you wanted to hang up a picture...
that's a fire truck.
You say you'd take a nail and a...
that's right.
And a what?
Hammer. You take your nail and you have to dry that nail. Then you would hang your picture up there.
Uh-huh. And you say, so I took the hammer and I put the nail in.
Yeah.
And I...
you just dry that nail in the wall.
Uh-huh.
Then you place that picture on there. Now, it used to be a lot of that.
Uh-huh. So say if I did that, I'd tell you, well, I took the hammer and I... did what?
Drove the nail in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if the nail didn't get in far enough, I might say, well, that nail's got to be...
hammered again.
Or what in further?
Drove it, to drive it deeper.
Uh-huh.
We called it hammering them in, just nailing them in. People ain't like they used to be.
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh. It's all different names. I know lots of even the cloth back then wasn't called like it is now.
Even the...
the cloth material that we wore made our dresses out of.
What?
It was calico.
Uh-huh.
Now it's print. And this lawn, now we called it lawn when they called it voile now.
What's that?
Lawn, well now there's lawn and there's ordinate. Ordinary, we call it thin. Now you don't never hear it, but it's still here.
It's a kind of cloth?
Yeah, it's cloth that we wear. Nice cloth. We take this voile. Well, then it, now we call it voile now, but it wasn't then. And lawn and all such as that. All of that chain and ginghams.
Mm-hmm.
We had ginghams then. Ginghams and calico. Well, and we had percale. Well, the percale. It's called percale now, but it's fine. But percale was cheap stuff then.
Mm-hmm.
It was real cheap. And that's what we wore. It was calico. Absolutely. I know my dad went to town once before, but not about grown. And he bought a lot of stuff. You know, and he bought calico. 4 cents a yard.
Gosh.
And percale was about 4 or 5 cents a yard.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.